In baseball, the home run is sacred, and the home run record, now held by Barry Bonds, is one of the most revered benchmarks in all of sports. Bonds made history by hitting his 756th ball out of the park. Usually it would sit on a lucky fan's mantle or go straight to the Hall of Fame, but the fate of the record-breaking ball is still up in the air. Fashion designer Mark Echo bought it for more than $750,000. Now he's letting the public decide what he should do with it. On his website, vote756.com, you can actually vote to send the ball to the Hall of Fame, brand it with an asterisk, or blast it into space. For more, we've got the man himself, Mark Echo. Hey.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing great. This sounds like some madness. How long did you have this kind of a plan in mind?
Well, you know, there was so much debate leading up to Barry's chase of the record, and about a month prior to it, among some friends, late at the witching hour with a little bit, maybe too much Jameson in my blood, after these folks were debating, I said, you know what, guys, this will never be settled unless America decides. Like, ultimately, you know, it's not like the governing body of baseball is going to declare what this record should be. We'll let the people decide. And that's when I kind of conjured up the idea of getting my hands on this ball somehow. And when it went on auction and I heard it was going to go on auction, that's when I committed to getting the ball.
So over 8 million people have gone online and voted. 5 days left before the poll closes. What's leading and why did you pick those three options?
Well, I wouldn't want to, you know, share what's leading because I don't want to sway the voting. I mean, this really is, I want to keep this as democratic as possible, and I don't want to create any lobbying or nefarious voting. It's already crazy, the notion that there's already Vegas lines on this thing. So I really don't want to steer. I'll share my opinion, but, you know, I can't really share statistically what the deal is. The voting will close at 11:59 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That's on the 25th. That's Tuesday night. And then on the Today Show on NBC in the 7 o'clock a.m. hour Eastern Standard Time, we will be revealing the results of the vote.
So it's pretty clear, you know, just to put it in the Hall of Fame, but why the asterisk and why the space travel?
Well, you know, it's interesting, you know, Philip, they weren't picked willy-nilly. The three notions were really picked with a lot of purpose in mind. First of all, the first two options, A, bestowing it to the Hall of Fame, you know, validating the record as is and keeping it clean, kind of settling, make this debate go away in a positive notion in terms of Barry, from where Barry's concerned. B, branding it with a permanent mark, an asterisk, a permanent footnote, to kind of have us reflect on the last 10 years of of really professional sports, not just Major League Baseball, and following the news on the run up here. The last 10 weeks in the news cycle is so much; it's been in the air from coaches to cycling to basketball referees. There's just so much in the air, so it's kind of very resonant. And lastly, and also being able to put that into the Hall of Fame. And the third one being, you know, putting it on a rocket ship into orbit, forever to be out of sight, out of mind. Now, statistically, choices A and B offer, you know, the greatest statistical advantage to the ball ending up in the Hall of Fame. Cooperstown is of the position that they will take this ball in any form that we that the public decide to give it to them.
Asterisk or not asterisk. Well, you know what? We have to let you go, but I will have to stay up on this. Mark, thanks so much.
Yeah, thank you.
Fashion designer and entrepreneur Mark Echo, he is letting the public vote on the fate of Barry Bonds' record-breaking home run ball at vote756.com. By the way, Barry's not too happy. Voting ends September 25th.